Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
John, yesterday, my husband, Friday, the announcement of the Treasury Secretary came
right
out. And I was like, that name sounds familiar.
One of our people.
Well, that's the point I was getting to. So yesterday morning, my Nick says,
right,
wait, Scott Bessent is gay?
He is.
And married?
Yes.
And has children?
Yes, he does.
Yesterday, when I brought this up, you know, he, if he's confirmed, would be the highest ranking out LGBT person ever to serve, to be appointed and confirmed by the United States Senate. And I said,
right,
you know,
oh,
I'm kind of conflicted
Trump
about
it.
It's Trump who did it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of conflicted about this.
Look, I think in that case, credit where it's due. I think he's also, I think we expect the markets to shoot up when they open in Asia here in a little bit. I think Wall Street likes the guy. It is very interesting that, yes, it is Trump and not one of our team who made that historic nomination.
What team is that exactly? Is that the Alphabet Mafia team? Like, that's Jonathan Capehart shocked that Donald Trump would promote somebody who was gay to a position of authority in the government. And they don't want to like it, but they kind of like it, which is weird. Now, I don't know anything about Scott Bessent, but John Lamping told me that he does. So we've got former Senator Lamping on this morning, as always on a Tuesday morning. John, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark and Ken. Nice to be with you on this chilly Thanksgiving Tuesday morning. Finally got our first frost out here in St. Charles County, which is good. We need to kill some bugs.
Yeah, no kidding. I noticed that when it warmed up the other day. I'm like, where did these bugs go? I thought they were all dead already, and they were back. So,
yeah, we have swarms of ladybugs, and now they'll finally be frozen to death, hopefully.
Yeah, no
as
kidding.
Long as the cicadas don't come back, I'm good.
What's your connection with the Scott Bessent? What do you know about him?
Well, it's just somebody, you know, I'm in the investment community, as is he. He is a well-considered reputation. He runs a hedge fund now. He did a stretch under George Soros, which you can hate George Soros' politics, but in the hedge fund world, he's very successful, and he attracts a lot of very bright minds. And what's interesting about the administration is obviously CNN focuses entirely upon this person's personal life and the social aspects, and he's all giddy about the fact that he's gay and has children. But what's really important is what he intends to do about the economy and his view of the world. He has a deep understanding of the situation in which we find ourselves as a country. I'm really grateful for the fact that we won the election. We needed a new approach to things, But financially, we are in a very difficult situation. And so Scott Bessent, in terms of marketing simplistically, he set his goals three threes is how he markets his desired outcomes. He wants to have the economy run at a 3% real GDP rate. So that's nominal GDP minus inflation. That's we rarely have we run at 3% GDP. More often than not, it's been closer to 2. He wants us to pump 3 million barrels of oil, new oil, a day. That's very admirable goal, but sadly, we don't have the capacity as we sit currently. And then finally, and most importantly, is he wants the deficit to be no larger than 3% of the gross domestic product. Right now, our deficit runs at about 6.5% of our gross domestic product, and it seems very obvious what the Biden administration did the last 18 months is that they spent like crazy, they hired like crazy. You may not know this, but in the last year and a half, the largest creator of full-time jobs was actually the government.
Wow.
And so with what Bessent wants to do, what Elon Musk wants to do, with Russ Vought, who's head of the OMB, wants to do, it's interesting, Mark, if they are successful in reducing the deficit, that almost certainly pushes into an official recession because all of the growth initiatives in the administration won't take effect for at least a year or two. But if they're successful in cutting the deficit the way they want to cut the deficit, it'll have a very large negative impact on the economy, which is perfect for a president who doesn't have to worry about real life.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters. Because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Action.
I want to get your opinion on one of Trump's other picks, and that's his pick for Surgeon General. Dr. Jeanette, and I'll be honest, I don't even know how to pronounce her last name, but I have concerns about her. Yeah, I am very confused by that pick because, well, maybe she's learned her lesson and she saw that the vaccine did not work, just like masking did not work. But she was out there praising it, saying the vaccine was basically a gift from God and that she supported double masking and masking kids in school. How big of a deal do you think that is? Like, how influential would the Surgeon General be?
Well, she's a horrible pick. And the good news in that with that pick is that the Surgeon General doesn't do a whole lot other than be a spokesperson. I will say this, is that Trump's Achilles heel is the vaccine.
Right.
You know, to this day, he doesn't acknowledge the fact that it's not a vaccine, that the impact it's had on people's health has been detrimental. I'm of the opinion that it was purposeful. And yet Trump just won't let that issue go away. He continues to say that, you know, it was a great, perfect vaccine and how quickly it came to market. The good news is that she doesn't have a whole lot to do. The good news is that RFK is in charge of all things health related. All major decisions have come out of that office. So you know, the interesting thing in the Trump universe, I know a lot of people are down at Mar-a-Lago lobbying for jobs, and then there are other people that have access to the president who it looks like they may or may not be selling that access. You know, there are some appointments that have come through don't make any sense. But at the end of the day, that one doesn't really make a whole lot of difference.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you as well, because he's got some pretty strong connections to Missouri, and is John Sauer, who he picked as U.S. Solicitor General. I was in talking to some folks the other day, are pretty heavily involved in conservative politics, and they were all giddy over that pick. They love John Sauer.
Yeah, John's a phenomenal pick, and he's an extraordinary attorney. I actually think that if time comes to appoint a Supreme Court justice, I'm pretty sure that Sauer will be on that list. You know, I met John briefly when I was coming out of office. We were trying to figure out who might run in my place. And I had lunch with John to discuss it, and he was smart enough to look at me and say, I'm going to practice the law. And no, I'm thrilled with that. I think the fact that he's going to be doing that is just extraordinary. And who knows? It looks like they're still trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be the head of the FBI. And I saw where our attorney general is on that short list. So maybe Missouri has some more people to send to the federal government.
Yeah, I wondered about that. And I saw Kash Patel's name thrown around, and everybody acts like that is shocking. But, you know, maybe you and I have talked about this before, but you can't campaign the way Donald Trump did and then get into office and not disrupt some of these federal bureaucracies you've been so critical of. And you can't disrupt a federal bureaucracy by appointing somebody who's part of it.
Yeah, no, for the most part, his appointments have been just that. They're disruptors. I'm very concerned about what's going on in the Senate. First, the leadership vote, soon being made leader. And then when it was announced last week that McConnell is going to be the chair of the Rules Committee. And I think McConnell's making no secret of the fact that his stated purpose in life these next 2 years are to stop everything Trump. And that includes the appointments. It's a really sad commentary that the U.S. Senate will do all it can in total to slow Trump down. And so we'll see. There's going to have to be some recess appointments in my mind in order for these disruptors to get through. I mean, there's no bigger protector of the status quo than Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I could not agree with that more. John, always great having you on. Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy your week, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We do appreciate that. Yeah, I figured he knew Sauer pretty well. I didn't know that he had personally connected with him. But, yeah, he would be a great pick. And the group of people I was with that day also brought that up. If he goes into the government as Solicitor General for a couple of years and an opening comes up on the United States Supreme Court, it was unanimously believed that Sauer would be on the short list for that, because he's just a brilliant legal mind. And they thought that he would maybe be on the short list because Trump knows him, obviously. He's worked with Trump before as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.